2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It is World Suicide Prevention Day. This is Special Coverage with David Dujanovic.
On September 30th, Dr. Matt Woolley, part of Project Recovery, the podcast that you hear often from KSL, will join KSL in a special event open to the public in which he will be addressing teen anxiety, depression, screen time. To find out more, I need you to text the word teen to 57500 right now.
Yeah, we also want to help let you know that there's help available right now if you are in crisis. And if that is the case, call 801-587-3000. Somebody is available to talk to right now.
I am very intrigued by our next topic of conversation. We want to talk about an exciting new clinical trial. It's at the University of Utah. They're testing a new focused therapy treatment to prevent depression, relapse, and help teens stay healthy. This is what is super intriguing to me. It involves no medication, and you don't need to change the treatment your teen is currently on. Let's bring in Dr. Scott Langernecker. Did I say that correctly?
You got it.
All right. With the University of Utah. This is fascinating. Can you just start telling us all about it?
Sure. Thanks so much for having me here today. And I'm really excited to bring this project to the University of Utah in the Salt Lake Valley area. So this is a third-generation talk therapy. By third generation, we mean that we integrate both Eastern and Western medicine. We're bringing new techniques and new skills to the teens. And we're working with teens because we want to actually stop depression early. So for most people, it's a chronic recurrent illness. And part of the illness itself brings people to habits where they're not engaging with their peers, not engaging with problem solving, not engaging with sort of constructive thinking. And so we really get in with the teens and we sort of really do some good problem solving. We do some good mindfulness meditation. We do some skill building, all of that sort of wrapped into one package.
Teenagers are so difficult in general, and I would imagine especially when it comes to depression, because there are some natural and normal mood swings through puberty that can maybe flummox all of us as parents. How does this help and really try to help parents understand how to help kids and help them recover and when they actually do need professional help?
Right. So there is a natural sort of progression in the teenage years for individuation, the development of self. And part of that development of self is this idea that I still fit into groups. I fit into my peer group. I fit into my family. But teens try to make it on their own. They try and do things on their own, and they don't have any experience. So they don't know, like, what sort of healthy interactions with other people and what's unhealthy interactions. And what this treatment really focuses on is how to help them sort of get some experience and skills for managing sort of interpersonal relationships, crisis, bullies. When things go wrong, teens have a tendency sometimes to panic. And this treatment can help them sort of say, okay, wait a second. I've got some tools in my toolbox. I've got some skills now, and I can manage this.
Dr. Scott Langernecker is with the University of Utah, and he is running a clinical trial up at the U to help prevent depression in teens. And you don't need any medication,
and you
don't need to change the medication your teenager is on if they join your trial. How can parents sign their kids up for this?
Well, we have, if you go to the University of Utah website and you type in my name, or if you type in Rumi Change, it's just like it sounds, Rumechange. So rumination is sort of a precursor to depression, and it's sort of a passive, negative mindset that people can get into. And we view it as a habit, this sort of habit where you can kind of get stuck in your thoughts and then you disengage. You disengage from your family, you disengage from your friends, spend a lot of time in your room, maybe passively in social media. And when you do that, you're not solving any problems. You're not actually engaging and sort of moving forward in the world. And so our treatment is really designed at teaching teens better habits for how to manage stress, how to avoid avoidance, which is kind of funny. They can also call us at 801-587-0113. We've got research assistants who can get you through the screening process and get you involved in the study.
You mentioned mindfulness.
Yes.
How does that work with kids? How do you get them to settle down and be mindful? Because that is a magic a magic tool.
It's amazing. Teenagers love it. And actually, middle schoolers
really?
Even love it. Yeah, there's some really innovative programs that have really worked on how to teach kids how to sort of imagine what an emotion is and not to feel it so intensely. And that's what mindfulness does, is we sort of just imagine what is an emotion, and maybe it's a good emotion, maybe it's not a good emotion. And when you're young and you don't have any experience, you're like, wow, that's really overwhelming. And mindfulness teaches people how to sort of like take a step back and say, okay, that's an emotion. It's going to pass. What is that emotion telling me? How do I use that emotion to sort of learn and move on? And kids love it. Kids love mindfulness, and they're
so
able
to
do it.
So when they're feeling this is the worst day of my life. This is the worst thing that could possibly happen. This is helping teach them, take a step back, take a breath. It's not as bad as it seems.
It's really bringing in that Eastern tradition of sort of thinking that every thought that we have, every emotion we have has meaning. It has value, and it teaches us something. But it doesn't mean that it has to be sort of overwhelming and overpowering. And we sort of teach kids how to sort of take that step back, sort of think about this from the long run. And when you're depressed, it's really hard to think about the long run. And those are some of the tools we pull out of the toolbox.
Dr. Scott Langernecker is running a new clinical trial up at the University of Utah for teenagers and dealing with depression. Kids are so busy these days, and I know parents are busy running kids around. How much of a commitment does participation in this trial need to be? Several days a week? A couple days a week?
That's a great question. In total, it's about 20 visits for the kids who get randomized to the treatment. But we provide the treatment for free if you're randomized into that arm of the study. We do a functional MRI scan, and the kids actually get a 3D model of their brain that they get to keep for themselves, which is pretty awesome.
That's cool.
And then we do some cognitive testing. That cognitive testing is actually something, if they're having trouble in school, that's the testing that can help them get accommodations in school. And we're happy to help teach teachers and parents sort of use that information to help the teen. In total, it ends up being about 20 to 25 hours spread out over about 6 months.
Dr. Scott Langernecker, thank you so much for jumping on live with us here in studio on the Dave and Dujanovic Show with this very intriguing, fascinating study for teenagers and depression. We appreciate the work you're doing.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, that was a really interesting conversation, Debbie. The idea, no medication, you don't necessarily need to change the treatment. These are some skills, lifelong skills, that as parents, I mean, that is speaking right to my soul. I'm excited to learn more about that. The idea of a teenager being mindful, taking a minute, shutting down, and really examining their thoughts and emotions. I love it. Scott, thank you so much. That's fascinating. I'll be interested to hear what your study comes to learn from this. I think it's really interesting. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.